that somebody stole. Now can you see this picture that I'm painting for you? It's a view that you're not used to, but you refuse to, don't you? You're thinking too hard. You can't think too hard. I don't care anymore. People tell me I should. They're all looking for hits. So I'd rather lay on the hood of my old car with my girlfriend and my real friends until the strange winter's morning, the sky turned red, the vibrations went dead. With these terrible songs on a rainy day, the pressure just started to fall. Your scene doesn't do anything for me, it doesn't do anything at all.
Always in bed, flowers for the sick and dead. softly around the explosions, tearing up shrapnel wrapped up in clothing, and I'm left waiting for the doctor to sell 10,100s. It's all just a blur. Tear at the sheets, but there's no one alive. The static rings true and your head can't survive. Alone in your castle on the 54th floor, can't you hear me calling your name? Yet the hardest truth to believe that all is worth and all that is gained could never replace the most beautiful things that brought you so close to my heart. Oh, heaven's the place where you're no longer waiting for someone to say that this day turned to poison. Roses won't make her feel better tonight. Now look what you've done to the sky. Prancing like queens, madmen in corsets. Paul is waiting for someone to get bent. Chasing the arrows, they swoon while they fly. Can't you hear me calling your name? Yet the hardest truth to believe that all is worth and all that is gained could never replace the most beautiful things that brought you so close to my heart. People wandering the same demo planes, waiting for wisdom to shout out their names, but never exchanging a look or a thrill that would shoot you straight dead in the heart. Oh, beautiful moments. To the senses of order, motherly, waiting for our children to comfort. Let the sky be littered with radiant hearts, waiting to guide you back home.
This boy and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
World-famous Blue Chip Cookies. Located on the main concourse of the sub, Blue Chip features yummy baked goods and cookies made in-house. Blue Chip opens at 7 a.m. to serve all your early morning latte needs and has proudly served certified fair trade organic coffee since 2004. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
So what I'm understanding here, correct me if I'm wrong, is that you're not giving me any money, so now I'm left basically with nothing. I'm left with zero, which what can I do with zero? You know, what can I can't do anything with it. This is my life here we're talking about. We're not just talking about, you know, something else. We're talking about my life, you know, and it's forcing me to do something I don't want to do. To leave, to go out and just leave and go home and say, make a clean cut here and say, no way, Corky, you're not putting up with these people. And I'll tell you why I can't put up with you people, because you're bastard people. That's what you are. You're just bastard people. And I'm going home and I'm gonna bite my pillow is what I'm gonna do.
It's only natural to want control, and it's only logical to guard your own. Hollow.
could get away. I tried, but I got caught up again. You're the one who brought the renegade. But it's not gonna steal my mind away.
So no, I'm not telling you anything. So no, I'm not giving them anything. So no, I'm not losing anything. So no, I'm not telling. Hooray for the ones who seize the day.
Good morning. You're listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mark Verbey.
And I'm Jeff Verbey.
We're very happy to be here this morning. Yes, it is our Halloween special. We've got lots of spooky music for you this morning. Not really. Yes, we don't have any Halloween music prepared, but who knows? We may just have some pretty good music.
We are dressed up. We are dressed up.
Yes, I am definitely wearing clothes today. So, yeah, we got started that show off with a little bit of Matt Mays and El Torpedo. Out of from the east coast of Canada, from Nova Scotia, I believe. I think he's from Halifax. That was On the Hood, a pretty great track that didn't seem to get played enough. Also, I heard a track from a band that's going to be playing, yes, tomorrow night at the Vogue Theater.
Dr. Doe.
Yes, I'm going to be at that show. Unfortunately, Jeff won't be able to make it, but yes, I'm looking forward to that, and hopefully I'll be able to pick up a vinyl copy of their latest album, Shame Shame. We heard a track off of that. We do have the CD here at the station here. But, that was Where'd All the Time Go? A pretty good track off of that album. We also heard a track off of a new album that's been recently released from Black Mountain. That was off of Wilderness Heart. That was Radiant Hearts. Pretty good tune. I've listened to that album a couple times, but I haven't gotten to know it too well. But I'm glad to have that one on the shelf, I guess. We also heard another track off of a new album called La Noise from, yes, the one, the only,
Neil Young.
Yes, that was...
Sounds like he stuck on some... He put some gumboots on and trucked around in the mud to play that stuff. It's sort of
heavy
and...
Nice to hear that grungy sound from Neil again. The last couple albums he's put out have been pretty mellow. Not that this one isn't mellow, but it's certainly got a more distorted sound to it. So, yeah, that was The Hitchhiker, I believe, off of his latest, La Noise. We also heard a track from a band. Yes, if you tuned in last week, that was The Geese, It's Only Natural, their latest single, I guess, they put out. If you go to their website, thegeese.ca, you can check that. You can check that tune out. It's a pretty good one. It's Only Natural. We also heard a track from another new CD. Oh, man, we got new CDs coming out.
We got more new CDs coming up, too.
Yes.
We'll get to that later.
Yeah, I guess so. We heard of The Renegade from Zeus say yes. I believe they actually recently just came to town. I saw them back in February or March, I believe, and they played the Biltmore, and they recently played the 560 Club, and we actually had some tickets that we gave away a few weeks ago right here. And maybe we'll have some tickets to give away this morning, too. So if we could just stay tuned for those. And, yeah. So we're going to move on to another fellow. I've played this song many times on this show. It's a fellow who's going to be opening up for Dan Magan. And it was actually also the drummer for Dan Magan. They're going to be playing at the Vogue Theater in
sold
a couple weeks.
Sold out show. I was looking. I think they put another show up.
Yes, they did.
First one is sold out.
First one sold out. So they got another one. I think the sold out show is on the Saturday. But now they got another Thursday show listed. I'll have to find out the exact dates. I can't quite remember. But anyways, this is Kenton Lowen, whose solo project is called The Crackling, and this album's called Keep Full Ambitious. And the track we're going to hear again is...
Geppetto,
yes. It's the bass.
Yes, come on.
It's a Friday Sunrise on CHR 101.9 FM.
Hello, this is Kenton Lowen from The Crackling. You're listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9. Not so close, yet it's all around you. At first you're clear, then you start to break up. Just be aware that your clown's got makeup. And as you toast beautiful dark moments, and you expose the undone components. Hanging by a string, hanging by a string, hanging by a string. Dog had bit me. She knew that blood, that flavor. It's not easy to forget me. Turn right around, and soon it will disarm you. There is very little comfort here. This should not alarm you. Found you. It's just the din of your puppets dancing until they start pulling back on the strings. That's when the cold fingers up the spine, and in response as your thoughts align, you were hanging.
fellas. You think we could listen to the radio or something?
Radio? Who needs a radio? Ready, Harry? Mock! Yeah! Ing! Yeah! Bird! Yeah! 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 Mockingbird, don't everybody have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna buy me a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird don't sing, she's gonna buy me a diamond ring. And if that diamond ring don't shine.
Hey, Lloyd, look, there's some people want to ride too.
Pick them up!
Sing,
sing,
bird,
sing,
sing.
Somebody pressed the wrong button.
When you face your maker, it's like living with a little ghost. Gonna Sleep. the mask come on, the gilded clock, yet I'm just barely here.
And I've been doing it since, you know, school. People ask me, were you must have been the class clown. And I say, no, I wasn't. But I sat beside the class clown, and I studied him and saw how he made people laugh. And so I picked some things up, and, you know, and at parties and family functions, I have to say, I love, you know, breaking people up. So there's a thing that I think I got an entertaining bug from my grandfather, Chaim Progut, who was very, very big in the Yiddish theater back in New York. He was in the sardonically irreverent Dibbik Schmibbik, I Said More Ham. And that review, I believe, was 1914, and that review is what made him famous. Incidentally, the song Bubby Made a Kishka came from that review. My father, bless him, brought me into the business. This was his dental practice before. And I joke with my wife that, you know, at that point, that's when the money started rolling in, you know. Brave making more wampum to buy pelts. One happy squaw in wigwam, happy as mongoose. That is, of course, from Johnny Carson, who one of my heroes in a very...
That was the great Eugene Levy from Waiting for Guffman. You're listening to Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR. And my brother and I find that quite funny, but if you didn't, we apologize.
I don't apologize. I thought it was funny, and there's nothing you can do about it.
We have been... What are we listening to here?
Well, the last track that... within the last set... We started off with, yes, I mentioned earlier, that was The Crackling. We heard Geppetto from Keep Fly Ambitious. We also heard a little bit of Jonas Shandell off of, well, Jonas Shandell. Jonas plays with a band called Headwater. They're still touring in Europe at this time, and they should be back soon. They have gigs booked for over a year away. They're a very, very busy band, and a great band as well. So if you ever see them around playing, be sure to check them out.
I think we heard the new Jeremy Fisher off of new album The Flood. And another Canadian guy from this part of town at times. I thought he was from Victoria. I think he's been from about everywhere in Canada. He actually did a tour for his first album, about 2001, 2002. He put a guitar on his back and rode his bike across Canada, and that was his tour. I think it was called One Less Tour Bus was the name of the tour, and yeah, so it's good to see him doing some more stuff.
Yeah, so you got a fresh new album out. I guess it's been a few years since he's had a release out, because I think his last one, Goodbye Blue Monday, came out probably three or four years ago. Yeah. But I think he's been pretty busy ever since then, because I know he was touring with I just can't remember the name now.
He did some stuff with Great Big C. He did, he's been all over the place. I had a big list of all the bands he played for. You know who he opened for?
Who?
You'll never guess.
Okay.
You might not even know.
All right.
You know how there's American Idol?
I don't think I've heard of it, but...
Okay. There was a Canadian Idol.
Okay.
And Jeremy Fisher opened for the guy who...
Yeah?
who finished second in the first season, Rex Goody.
Wow.
One of the best names in music, Goody.
Yeah, that is a very good name. Cool. Well, I didn't know that. That's really... Awesome fact to know.
He might be trying to hide that fact, actually. Maybe not a bragging right type deal.
I guess not. After that, we heard a track from another fella from back east. The band named is Field Assembly. I can't remember what. It's more of a solo project, but when he's got band members together, they're called Field Assembly. That was off of Broadsides and Ephemera. We heard Alkali came to town. I'd say probably about 6 months ago. I saw them play at Café du Soleil. It was a pretty good show, and I got a handmade copy of the CD. It's actually very nicely done, very nicely printed. And then after that, we heard another track from, yes, the one and only Dr. Dog, who I'm going to go see tomorrow night at the Vogue. Should be a good show, so we're going to probably hear another track from this one a little bit later on. And as for now, we are going to move on to something else.
Good one. Well prepared this morning.
Yes. Yes, all right. Well, moving on. Here we go. 1, 2. It's a Giraffe Aftermath.
Around to shake his hand, so I roll up my piece of mind. Sweet leaf treats me so kind. Roll up my piece of mind. I know I probably shouldn't be telling you this. Shit just ain't tight, and that I could never give no more. And now I'm away.
awake till the end. Write my letters and throw them away. Too many bills now to pay them. This ain't a way to live, I say. So I roll up my peace of mind. Sweet leaf treats me so kind. Roll up my peace of mind.
Cool. over, BC. Exotic dancer came into my dressing room, started dancing exotically. They were smoking some in the audience that night, smelled exactly like Cat B. Old days are coming back to me. Opening up a gig, I found out in Baton Rouge. He was playing out hillbilly jazz, Cajun country, Zydeco and blues. The world's like some kind of musical centrifuge. Old days are coming back to me. Old days are coming back to me. I don't know what was so good about them. I played practically free, but I had nothing to live up to. Everywhere to be. Old days are coming back to me. Yeah. Old days are coming back to me. I don't know what was so great about them.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What is Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Yep, Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Rush Show. What's in ya?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Tart him up with some design. I can't believe this doesn't make you mad.
What the hell are they talking about?
Kevin and Gabe. Probably about the extremes of the human physique.
Do you think Kevin is going over my head? I don't. Oh, my God. Oh. Okay. All right. All right. All right. You know what? That's inappropriate, Kevin. I am your boss, and if you have something to say, it goes through me, and then I take it to Gabe. Chain of command. Do you understand?
I am so sorry.
Are you sorry?
I just thought...
What did you just thought?
Well, Gabe asked me if there were any really cool Lady Gaga moves that he could do for the catwalk. And so then I told...
All right.
I told him that there was this one cool move where she powers down like a robot.
Okay.
Okay, but I'm so sorry that I didn't tell you first.
Well, don't let it happen again.
You think that I would let this happen again? Right. No way, Jose!
I'm...
F*** you, Gabe. Can you imagine?
We all need some water.
I'll come over.
Holy moly, that's crazy.
Hey everybody, Ronnie Wada here. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. We'd like to say thanks for all the support so far, and thanks for doing the contest. We got one person singing along so far. Reed just gave me a text. He wants me to see what's up, so I thought I'd bring you along to see what was so important. All right.
It's pretty dark in here. Reed? Reed? Reed, where are you, buddy? What was so important? Where? What the? What is this? What is this?
Looking to the pan.
Reed, what's going on, dude?
It's the pan of the future. October 30th at the Backstage Lounge. Halloween party. Guests, Sophia Denai, Free Flow. Hummer Wedding, Waterson. Tickets are $10 in advance. $15 at the door. $500 for the best costume.
Waterson at the Backstage Lounge, October 30th. Halloween party. Cash money yo for the best costume. Bling, bling, bling. What are you gonna be?
drag them out of here. Yeah, the rain's falling hard on a town with a woman's name. Ain't no better than the other's little master, just the same. This is where I live, ain't no big deal. Think you're moving fast, finally spinning your wheels. This is where I live, seems like a joke. House you can't afford and lots of pretty folks. This is where I live. 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 Pumping raw sewage in the deep blue sea. If it's out of sight, out of mind, it don't affect you or me. If this protest is singing down on Parliament Hill, words falling on deaf ears against their free will. Yeah, the rain's falling hard on a town with a woman's name. Ain't no better than the other's little knife, just the same. This is where I live, no big deal. Think you're moving fast and find you spinning your wheels. This is where I live, seems like a joke. How she can't afford and lots of pretty folks. This is where I live. 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 Cigarette. Take what you can, go as far as you can get. Out of work, blogger staring down the barrel of a gun. While the fat cats in the business suits pay for all the fun. Yeah, the rain's falling hard on the town with the woman's name. No better than the others, little nicer, just the same. This is where I live, no big deal. Think you're moving fast and find you're spinning your wheels. This is where I live, seems like a joke. Yeah.
swains of the fall. Get stoned if morning never calls. Cloud up the harsh rays of the sun. Find ways to mix it in the drum. And in the springtime, it always seems so early. Where once the dead old trees were creeping on a
Hi, we're the Geese.
And you're listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9.
Bitch.
How about some Friday Sunrise with your morning dumplings?
Sun and moon will catch me coming around the bend. Sparking oil wells inside my head. I've traveled dusty roads and turned to the dust. Slipping through your fingers, picket fence or bus. I grew up on the mainland, I had it all. A perfect house. Mile from home. I sent my son to war to keep this world just. Killed a thousand souls, picket fence or bus. Looking back on the interstate, I see where we went wrong. If I could place it in time, it would be right before. Right before the bombs. Now I've seen the giants fall, and I've seen the struggle through the fear. Panic souls fighting, I've seen it disappear. Well, I've seen our dreams disappear. Looking for some grain and something to keep my family out of the rain. Shopping malls decayed and turned to rust. Now there's nothing left out here, picket fence or bus. Looking back on the interstate, I see where we went wrong. If I could place it in time, it would be right before the war, right before the bombs. So now I've seen the giants fall, and I've seen the struggle through the fear. Seen our dreams disappear.
Thank you.
kitchen and packed our tents. I woke at midnight with sounds in my head. There's something out there looking around in the midnight air. There's something out there looking around in the midnight air. I got up and went outside. I felt a pushing in my stomach, so I fell to my knees. I said, Lord, if you're out there, won't you help me, please? There's something out there looking around in the midnight air. There's something out there looking around in the midnight air.
This has been another episode of Friday Sunrise on CITR
101.9
FM. Just want to say thanks to Tom Woods, who just called in to find out what we were playing, and we gave him some free concert tickets. He's going to go see Bonobo December 1st at the Rickshaw Theater. So thanks again, Tom, for tuning in. It's always nice to know there are people listening to the radio show. Anyways, we just heard quite a bit of stuff there. We heard a track from John Hyatt off of Same Old Man, and the track's called Old Days. We heard a track from Wadasun, who we're going to be playing tomorrow night at the Backstage Lounge for their Halloween party. There's a $500 prize for best costume, so if you're not doing anything tomorrow, go down and check out Wadasun. We also heard Fuzzcat, I Get High, off of Impact. They're playing tonight at the Railway Club with the Bone Daddies and the Elixirs. It's going to be a good show. Fuzzcat always puts on a good show. Check them out. We also heard a track from Leroy Stagger off of Depression River, Where I Live, as well as
Filthy Thieving Bastards from My Pappy Was a Pistol, a song called Drug Lords of the Avenue.
Yes, and then we heard a track from a band that we had in last week. That was The Geese. We heard two tracks today, but that one was called Picket Fence or Bust off of their latest single, It's Only Natural. And the last tune we heard was the Deep Dark Woods, Hang Me, Oh Hang Me, off of Redwood Forest. Thanks for tuning in. You can always check out the podcast of the show if you liked it so much you want to hear it all over again at CITR.ca. And don't forget to check out vanmusic.ca, another great resource for music. We got about 1 minute left here before Marie steps in for Synchronicity, Spiritual Talk for Your Mind, Body, and Soul. So thanks again, and don't forget to tune in next week, and maybe you can.